Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 4th, 1946, Radio Corporation of America, or RCA, demonstrated all-electronic color television using three picture tubes. On election night in 1952, CBS News used a universal automatic computer, otherwise known as the UNIVAC 1, to make a prediction of the outcome of the 1952 presidential election. They predicted that Dwight D. Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson, the computer's statistical analysis of the first 5% of the tallied votes, returned a projected victory for Eisenhower, but journalists Charles Collingwood and Walter Cronkite found the results dubious, since opinion polls have predicted a landslide victory for Adlai Stevenson. Subsequently, they postponed announcing the UNIVAC prediction until it was actually clear that Eisenhower won. Also in 1952, the United States government established the cryptologic organization National Security Agency to collect and analyze foreign communications. 1982, Compaq announces the suitcase-sized IBM-compatible Compaq Portable, which featured a 4.77 MHz Intel 8088 processor, 128 to 640 kilobytes of RAM, a 9-inch monochrome monitor, and a whole bunch of other cool little items, starting at $2,995. 1984, Dell is founded in Austin, Texas, by University of Texas student Michael Dell, as a PC Limited with, basically, he had about $1,000 in startup capital. 1996, Corel released version 7 of CorelDRAW, vector graphics editor for Windows, starting at $695. And in 1999, version 1.2.1 of the Sather programming language was released.
If you love the Day in Tech History, then I encourage you to join my Patreon movement over at patreon.com/geekazine. Your contribution keeps the lights on and more Day in Tech History episodes available. Pledge as little as $1 a month or $12 a year for 365 days of podcasts. Add to that all the content on Geekazine, Morning Geeks, and other shows that I produce. That's over at patreon.com/geekazine. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History.
2004, the IBM BlueJeanE L becomes the fastest supercomputer when it performs 70.7 trillion calculations per second, or 70.7 teraflops. And Yahoo acquires game platform provider Stadion. 2005, IBM and Sun Microsystems convenes in the Open Document Summit in New York to discuss how to promote the adoption of the open document format. And XG Technology demonstrates a wireless technology called XMAX, which the company reported is its 1,000 times more efficient than WiMAX. 2008, Firefox makes 20% of market share for internet browsers. The FCC approves the Verizon-Altel merger. The FCC also unanimously approved a rule that would open unused broadcast spectrum, otherwise known as white space, for unlicensed use. And AT&T begins testing limitations on bandwidth to throttle those people who use tons of bandwidth per month. And in 2009, Apple announced that they had hit 100,000 application and 2 billion downloads. And Microsoft cuts 800 jobs that they announced earlier in the year. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.